This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. All people of the world, can we spare a little justice? Can we spare a little peace for the children of war?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful All praise is due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Welcome to Faith in Action and we begin by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu May the peace and the blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you And thank you again for joining us in this program We've been talking about putting faith in action, and specifically we've been talking about our relationship with ourselves. Since this is a reflection, or since our relationship with others is really a reflection of our relationship with ourselves. And what we would like to do today, inshallah, is some suggestions as to certain principles that we need to abide by in order to, inshallah, become better people and enhance our goodness. Number one, let us all the time work in making sure that our relationship with Allah is a good relationship. And the one that we really need to strive into pleasing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This point is very important. They say that we human beings, whenever we are faced with any challenge, there are usually three types of response to how we react to the challenge that is presented before us. Some people on the extreme immediately ask, what is in it for me? How do you face this particular challenge? So they ask, what is in it for me? What do I benefit from it? We call them the selfish ones. And then there are their cousins. And these are people who ask and say, what are people going to think of me? So these people ask, what is in it for me? And the other people, when they are faced with the same challenge and trying to see what it is that they need to be doing, they ask themselves, what are people going to think of me? And these are their cousins, and we call them the others pleasers. The selfish ones are the self-pleasers. And the other side is the others pleasers. And then there are people who immediately, when they are in a challenge, they immediately ask, what would please God? And we call them the God pleasers. Because there is going to be this harmony between their beliefs, ideals, and principles, and between their behavior, that is reflected in them always wanting to be in a good relationship with their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a beautiful hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, illustrates this so beautifully. He said, whosoever displeases Allah at the expense, or whosoever pleases others at the expense of displeasing Allah, Allah will be displeased with him or her, and Allah is going to cause the others to be displeased with him or her. Remember, you gave up your relationship with Allah in order to please these people. So Allah is displeased with you, but now Allah is also causing the people to be displeased with you, so your mission was never accomplished. And then he said, on the other hand, whosoever pleases Allah at the expense, or sometimes it means that displeasing other people, is that Allah is going to be pleased with them. And not only that, but Allah is going to cause others to be pleased with that person as well. And that is beautiful. Mission accomplished. I pleased Allah and I did not compromise my principles. But subhanAllah, at the end of it, I did not lose either, because these people are also pleased with me at this point. So what we want to do is that our life is but a life where we're constantly wanting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second point. Never compromise in your principles or your ideals. Our principles and our ideals is what make us who we are. If we give that up, who is left? Who is there? SubhanAllah, if we compromise this, then who is the person that remains? And remember, sometimes we do this for the sake of fitting in. Sometimes we do this because we're too ashamed. Sometimes we do this because we are afraid of what people are going to say about us. You do that, and we lose our sense of self. And remember, a person who does not have a sense of self can never be a happy person, can never be that element of change or that vehicle of progress or goodness in the society that they are in. So part of what makes us who we are is the ideals and the principles and the values that we hold. And these are all the time things that we are not willing to jeopardize, things that we are not willing to give up. Another point that is also very important to us is that we as Muslims, we want to be engaged in the acts of goodness all the time. But in Islam, to do good is not good enough. You must do good, and the intent and the motive behind the goodness must also be good. And they refer to this nowadays in modern psychology as the power of focusing or the power of intention. And that is why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak about إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that truly deeds are judged by the intention, by the motive behind them. Why is that important? Because sometimes, as one of my friends would say, that we're very selfish, that we do good in order to feel good. That does not make us good. What is really proper is we can feel good about doing the good, but we cannot do good in order to feel good. At that point, it's not charity, it's publicity. At that point, it's not benevolence, but rather it is vanity. And that is not acceptable. So in Islam, yes, we want to do good, but now also we're not only consumed by the goodness of the act, but also we want the motive behind that good act must also be a good one. And what that does is that it makes us more deliberate, more thoughtful, more considerate, and absolutely more focused. And the more focused we are, the better it will be for us. The idea that before I do any act, I make sure that I renew my intention. And remember the very first principle that we stated, that we are people who are constantly wanting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before the good that Allah expects from us, we make sure that we're constantly renewing and rejuvenating the intent and the motive behind our actions as well. Another point that is also very important for us in dealing with ourselves, that success begins at home. See, many times we have this tendency to put a facade and wear a mask when we meet with people out there. And that is all has to do with the idea of self-acceptance and this and the concept of sense of self. And that is, we care so much about what people are going to say, we care so much about the thoughts of people, to the point that we sacrifice who we are in order to please other people, and that is not acceptable. And that is why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always remind us of this. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best things to you are those who are best to their family. What good is it that I have this facade and I wear this mask when I meet other people, but my family does not have any share of that goodness of mine? What good is it that I smile when I am outside, but I do not when I am home? What good is it that I have succeeded in my relationship with other people, but I have failed in my relationship with the people in my family? So to a believer, always success begins at home, and this is something for us not to forget. Another also point for the believer is to be sincere and to be firm. Remember, sincerity is what we said earlier about this idea of renewing your intention and making sure the action itself is good, but the motive behind it is also good. And now what we want to do say is that, yes, that is really nice, but at the same time, that has to be coupled with a sense of determination and a sense of what we refer to in Arabic as hazm, that you are firm, that I choose to do this, and I will do it, and this is what I am committed to. And at the same time, you are also very firm. Because it's not, having good ideals does not necessarily mean that we will commit to it all the time. Having good ideals is a good beginning. Committing to these ideals is really where the challenge is. And to commit to these ideals, we have to be firm in our determination as well. Another point also is, Never be satisfied with where we are. We can be content in the hopes that there is always going to be change for improvement and change for progress and room for progress as well. So they say that part of that more self-acceptance and self-love is if we are able to develop a new skill every time. You know, the point is every day is an opportunity. And if every day I develop some new skill, I say that eventually my self-acceptance and my self-love is actually something that will reflect on me positively as well. Another point in this process is to always be positive, what we call ijabiyya, positivity, that we look into things and we are not consumed by negativity or what seems to be negative at the point. But rather, believer has this attitude to overcome, at least in their mind, at least with their attitude, to the challenges that seem to be very negative at this point. And that is part of the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is not befitting to a believer. Because a believer is in this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah is always in charge, that gives a sense of feeling good. Allah is in charge, so inshallah things will not go wrong. And even when they go wrong, they seem to be going wrong, but in reality that is not the case all the time. So a believer has always that positive attitude about how you react to the challenges that life presents. More to come, inshallah, but we have to take a short break. So please do stay tuned and we will be back. And welcome back to Faith in Action, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, the blessings, and the mercy of Allah be upon you. And we spoke about concepts such as having a good relationship with our Creator, not jeopardizing or sacrificing our ideals and our principles, being positive, be always not enough to have good actions,